Alaska's bypass mail subsidy is being targeted by a California lawmaker looking to trim costs and generate more revenue for the financially ailing U.S. Postal Service. Republican Congressman Daryl Issa, the chairman of the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, is a primary sponsor of legislation called the Postal Reform Act of 2011. Within the legislation, Section 408 would require the state of Alaska to reimburse the Postal Service for the cost of bypass mail. Congressman Issa was not available for comment today, but Alaska District Postal Service spokesman Ernie Swanson says the subsidy costs USPS at least $70 million per year.
That's the amount that we lose, basically, on it. It undoubtedly costs us more than that. I know the representative was citing a number of about $100 million, and that may be close to the total cost that it is to the Postal Service.
Bypass mail is unique to Alaska and was put into place years ago through the efforts of late Senator Ted Stevens. The Postal Service contracts with private carriers to fly mail to off-road communities. Without it, the price of everyday items would be cost prohibitive.
Bread, milk, food, that sort of thing. It's already expensive, of course, but this, if it, the bypass mail system wasn't subsidized, it would be outrageously expensive. And I can't tell you if it would be 20, 30, 40, 50% more, but it would be significantly more than even the high price that they pay now.
Swanson says USPS takes no position on legislation designed to help them stop hemorrhaging billions of dollars. But he says recent measures the agency has taken to trim costs has gotten the attention of Congress, and ISA's bill is one of several pieces of legislation being proposed to aid that effort. Swanson says USPS lost $8.5 billion last year, and at the close of the fiscal year next week, he says they're projecting $9 to $10 billion in losses for 2011.
Amount of revenue we might possibly receive from the state of Alaska if this legislation were ever passed would just be a small portion of the losses that we're experiencing.
Senator Lisa Murkowski sent a flurry of letters against the measure yesterday. One asked senators on the Homeland Security and Government Oversight Committee to oppose the legislation. Another went to the Postmaster General, Patrick Donahoe, asking him to affirm that he will preserve the bypass mail program. And Murkowski sent a third letter to Senator Daniel Akaka, requesting a hearing of the Senate Indian Affairs Committee, saying that remote Native communities where often no internet is available would be harmed by the effort. Murkowski wrote that Congress must not abandon the principle of universal service at universal rates.